Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Rocky 101, talking Jesse. We're talking today to John Ajakevich. John is all behind Casa of Luzerne County and NEPA Sings. Tell us all about it.
It's a great opportunity to showcase some of our local talent, singing songs from Broadway, from contemporary artists, and to be on stage for 2 hours and entertain people. We're looking forward to even a more successful year this year than last.
12 people that are going to be competing in this.
Do they each perform one song?
They each perform one song. I think there are two folks playing the guitar.
So Doc, you're a big mean judge on this, right?
Was I, John? Last year, a big mean judge?
Not a mean judge, a very good judge. That was one of the fun things about the night, the chemistry with the four judges who really hadn't done this before, worked together.
Or even knew each other.
And knew each other. Yeah. And the interaction was really, really something to see.
Tell us a little about CASA.
CASA, Court-Appointed Special Advocates. We're a relatively new nonprofit child advocacy organization in Luzerne County. Our mission is to recruit, train, support advocates from our community, volunteers, who then become appointed by the judge to advocate for the best interests of children who find themselves in foster care because of abuse and neglect. Currently, we have 40 active volunteers serving 60 children. However, there are 380 more children in Luzerne County who could use a CASA volunteer.
Right. And as a CASA volunteer, is that a foster parent or?
No, not at all. The advocate is appointed by the judge to have as much access to information about that child so that they can appear in court and testify on the child's behalf to assist the judge in making a reasoned recommendation concerning the child's best interest. The time commitment is about 15 hours per month. It's so unique that you can make a difference in a child's life like no other volunteer experience, quite frankly.
So can you just take me through like what a volunteer does? Like what does their day look like?
Well, the first thing you're going to do is spend time with a child at least twice per month. You're going to come in contact with everyone who has contact with that child, foster parents, natural parents, teachers, children, youth caseworkers. You're going to review the documentation concerning that child. You're going to assess as much information as you can and be the one person who's going to spend more time with regard to that child and that child's case than anyone else really has time for, quite honestly. Every 6 months, these cases are reviewed by the court. So you're going to write a report and appear in court and testify and let the judge know what's gone on in this child's life for the past 6 months. What's gone well? What's gone not so well?
And do you need any special qualifications for that?
The most important qualifications, I think, are the soft skills. You know, the ability to listen, to be non-judgmental, to be compassionate, but also be able to communicate and collaborate with others.
Yeah, we're just, coming up on 2 years now. So I'm a foster parent. Well, now legal guardian for Julia, our daughter, who came through the foster system. I mean, the same deal. It was just she was going to get moved and nobody knew where she was going next. And my wife's a teacher and met her and fell in love with her. And next thing you know, we're foster parents and she's doing great. And, you know, ready to go off to college now. Exciting stuff. So, you know, totally any way I can get behind you guys.
Thank you. It's amazing.
So the event is coming up Thursday night.
April 11th.
And give us the place and how to get tickets.
So the Kirby Center for Creative Arts, a terrific venue on the campus for the Upper School of Wyoming Seminary, begins at 5:30 with a 1 hour reception. The competition begins at 6:30. Tickets are $25. And you can purchase them online at luzernecasa.org. Also, the Greater Wilkes-Barre Chamber of Commerce is selling tickets, as well as Wyoming Seminary.
And we have the link for those tickets on our website as well.
Terrific.
All right, John, thanks for coming in this morning.
Well, thanks so much for
having me. Thank you so much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.